smarter than us. Violets, they make a living give without any fuss. Us, water, water, sun, and air, and are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Let me be the first to welcome you into the KSRO kitchen and greenhouse. They both exist simultaneously. We move from one to the other. 11 o'clock, we move from the greenhouse to the kitchen with Chef John Ash. But these 2 hours, we will spend with Dave Fazio in the company of Dave, who's pinch hitting for Gwen this morning. Hi, Dave.
Good morning. Thanks nice for, to be here. It's
thanks for coming in this morning. Steve Garner and Dave Fazio on Garden Talk for the next couple hours. A lively 2 hours, I promise you. And hopefully any gardening question that comes our way will be answered to your full satisfaction. Before we do that, let us head out to the original Certified Farmers Market with Dennis Dunn. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Steve and Dave. How are you guys this morning?
We are doing good, beautifully. Now that it is clear, the all-clear signal on Saturday, for most of us, I think most of the stoplights are now working, and most people, I think, have their PG&E back functioning. And how does the market look this morning?
Market looks great. It's starting to warm up. I've shed my outer layers, so I'm down to shorts and a t-shirt as usual. And business is picking up.
Good. It's the original Certified Farmers Market at the Luther Burbank Center right here in Santa Rosa, a little north of Santa Rosa, actually, at the Marquess Springs River Road exit. Well, give us a virtual tour of what looks especially delicious on this fall morning.
There's still time to get your tomatoes. You know, they're starting to dwindle, but there's still a ton of here. So if you want to, you know, do some canning or whatever, there's plenty of tomatoes for that. First to market today is the Puntarelli, Bernier Farms. It's a chicory-like substance. Blanch it, throw it quick into some ice water, and then dice it up, use it in salads. You can saute it for a side dish. The Puntarelli is absolutely delicious. We're still, again, we're in that transition, so there's still cucumbers and all that, but you're starting to see the winter squashes, but the kombuchas and the delicatas and the butternuts. I did notice a great bunches of parsley from Singing Frog. I love good Italian parsley. Family tradition makes an Italian salsa verde with lots of anchovy and garlic, a great condiment for steaks or any boiled meat, actually chicken as well. So there's all that.
What about fruits?
Till apples. Walker Apple is here. Ted from Bella Ridge is here with apples as well as his pears. Pomegranate's big right now. Pomegranates are really coming in. There's still a smattering of stone fruit. There's some peaches and some plums and pluots. So those are here. And loads of grapes. Oh, the other thing I forgot in veggies. Romano beans. Lots of Romanos.
Hanging on.
Few melons, if you can find them. Ortiz has a couple of melons, but I think that's... and Hector. At Hector's Honey has melons. So there are still a few melons hanging on as well.
No persimmons yet, eh?
There's persimmons. Oh. Let's see. Schlettowitz Farms has persimmons out. You know, it's funny. I was looking at the tree where I get my persimmons, and I didn't see a single persimmon on it this year, and I don't know what's happening.
Well, we'll have to ask Dave Fazio what's happening. Well, we'll ask Dave now. Is it too early for Dennis's persimmons?
They should be showing you know, they may not be turning orange yet, but they should be showing if he's got any. You know what? I've noticed over the years that persimmons, I won't say do this every year, but they do seem to have a year or so, like every 2 or 3 years, where they just kind of don't produce anything. And I don't know whether it's weather conditions on the flowers that knock them off earlier in the season, or whether it's, you know, the tree is just taking a year off to catch back up on everything. Because one of my trees has got a fair amount of persimmons on it, and the other one's virtually empty.
So there's your answer, Dennis.
Like I said, in the lower reaches anyway, I can't see to the top, but the lower reaches, I couldn't see anything. So anyway.
Anything else in fruits and vegetables before you move on?
Let's see. We talked about I can't even think. Heron Fox Farm is back with apple butter and fresh organic walnuts. It's always good to have apple butter around. We were just talking about it this morning. You can make, you know, I use the almond butter in vinaigrette. Obviously, I use it in place of peanut butter. You can make dips with it, great in smoothies. And Heron's apple butter, almond butter is my absolute favorite. I trade with him every time I run out of a jar. I make a trade for his almond butter.
On to Carnivore Corner.
Carnivore Corner. Let's see. Jeff from Takanoko Farms is here. Hey, it's starting to get into my favorite time of the year, braising things. That's why I kind of brought up the Romano beans. Good, you know, good in braising. Takanoko Jeff with his cuts of pork, so get a good pork shoulder, cook it really slow with nice broth to it with some potatoes and carrots and all of that, and you've got a great meal. It's easy to do. Just throw it in the oven, walk away, and let it go. Anna's Seafood is here. I was over checking it out last week. I made Petrolli sole ceviche, and she has Petrolli sole again. She's got swordfish over there. All the shellfish that you could think of, except obviously it's not quite time for crab yet. And Strauss is here. Addie's posing as we speak. Milk, ice cream, butter, yogurt, and the goody stuff.
It's interesting you should say Petrolli Sole. I have a big sign in front of me, Petrolli Sole, talk about with Chef John Ash today, because it's National Seafood Month, October, and we're going to focus on seafood for part of the show, and Petrolli Sole is one of my favorites.
Yeah, it was great. If I may say so myself, the ceviche was really good. The only thing I forgot was the avocado topping. But what can I say?
Anything else in Carnivore Corner before you move to Carb Court?
I think that's it. And I'm on Carb Court now. I'm walking over to see Dominique. Okay. Dominique actually has tomato sauce on her table, so you can come and buy some good homemade tomato sauce from Dominique. It looks like she's got Rome Beauty apple pies. She's got pumpkin pie. She's got her palmiers. Her Graven Sea apple cinnamon rolls, plus, of course, her croissants and the like. Carl from Cousseau's is here. I've already got my sliced sourdough for the week. He's got his biscotti and morning buns and crusty bread, cookies and granola. Marty from Full Circle is here with muffins and, it looks like he's got some brownies today. He's got some focaccias. Sliced breads. And I think that is it for Carb Court today. Raymond's is out today.
All right, on to prepared restaurant style food.
Green Grocer is here. Aaron's back there slaving away over a hot stove as we speak. Looks like he's got grilled peach salad today. He's got ahi tuna poke today. Of course, his hippie hash and breakfast burritos. Ellie's has returned after a week's hiatus with their tacos and breakfast burritos and burritos. And quesadillas and tortas. Mi siesta with tamales, enchiladas, chili rellenos is here. Sweet Divine Farms is here with their hand pies. They've got, looks like she's got Beer Rock hand pies today. And let's see, the Greek Table is here with their hummus and pita chips and all that kind of neat stuff.
Beautiful. What's on the bill of fare at the Dunn Brothers World Sausage Emporium?
Well, we lost a little bit of production due to that power outage.
But you mean the inconvenience?
The inconvenience, that's right. Just slight. So We don't have a lot, but what we have is really good. We've got some green Thai curry sausage, or Thai green curry sausage, I should say. Great with some coconut milk rice. We've got Toscana and mild Italian and a Michoacan-style chorizo.
Oh, man, sounds good. Who's providing tunes today?
You know, I'm not sure of their name. It's a foursome. We have it's a combo. We've got some bongos, two and three guitars, and a keyboard set up. So, not sure. I don't think I've ever seen these guys before, but I'll find out here in a second. They sound good from afar.
It sounds like fun, whoever they are.
That's right.
Marvelous. It's all happening this morning at the Original Certified Farmers Market. Woodstock started in 69, and so did our Original Certified Farmers Market, our 50th anniversary for our longest running year-round market. It's every Saturday morning, 8:30 to 1 o'clock, at the River Road Marquess Springs exit, right off 101. Look for the white billowing tents. You'll see a lot of smiling faces on this lovely fall morning shopping for the farm fresh produce that the market signifies. You'll make some new friends. You'll probably run into a neighbor or two, because it is the place to gather on Saturday morning. If you missed today's market, don't forget the midweek market. That's Wednesday, also 8:30 to 1 o'clock. Dennis, we thank you. We will talk again next Saturday morning.
All right. Thanks, Steve and Dave. Have a great week.
You too.
Dennis Dunn from the Original Certified Farmers Market. We will take a break. We will come right back, and we will go directly to your calls for the one and only Dave Fazio. He started the Sonoma Mission Gardens back in the mid-1970s, close to 45 years, one of our longest-running privately-owned nurseries in the entire county and entire Northern California. David, also an award-winning landscape designer. He's installed thousands of great landscapes, many of them ending up on the cover of magazines and first place in some of the most prestigious landscape shows in America. He also taught for some 35 years at the Santa Rosa Junior College in the horticulture department, tree identification and landscape design, and can probably tackle any and all gardening questions that you might throw at him. And also, he was our co-host on Garden Talk for 17 years, answering questions from listeners. So take advantage of this opportunity. Dave joins us two or three times a year when he sits in for Gwen. So don't miss this opportunity if you have a vexing gardening problem or landscape design question, pruning, privacy hedges that you want to put in because it's fall and winter. Whew, he can tackle those questions. But do get on, and he has time to share with you this morning. 636-1350, that's the direct number into the greenhouse. And we have three open lines for Dave. You can also reach us via email anytime during the 2 hours. And that's steve@ksro.com. And the good thing about that, of course, is you can always attach a photo or two to illustrate your question in greater detail. Back after this, this is KSRO.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Hi, this is Austin from More Home Services. Did you know that we give our technicians incentives to slow down and do the job right instead of hurry up and get to the next job? It's true. Most companies assign their technicians 6 to 8 calls a day, and 4 is considered a minimum. But our technicians, on average, are only scheduled for 2 to 3 calls a day. That allows them to slow down and actually listen to you. Imagine that. It also allows us to properly diagnose and fix problems. And in the event of a tune-up, it allows us to actually perform a thorough tune-up so that your system will last another year without a problem, instead of just quickly looking for big, expensive problems and moving on like the other guys do. At the end of the day, we acknowledge our technicians based on quality, not quantity. And that's why we can confidently say it's 100% right or it's 100% free. Give us a call at 707-433-2250 or online at morehomeservices.com.
The North Bay is rich with creative people. Being an artist or a budding entrepreneur takes creativity and hard work. It often requires expensive technology and education to finish your projects. I'm Jared with Alexis, and we're with 180 Studios.
180 Studios is a makerspace in Santa Rosa, providing public access to over 16,000 square feet of professional equipment. This October, 180 Studios Makerspace is transforming into a horror space. We will be hosting costume-making workshops throughout the month, perfect for families, cosplayers, and young makers. Visit 180studios.org for the calendar of events. You don't want to miss it.
The costume making workshops are only $25. Don't get stuck buying an expensive, boring costume. Have fun, get creative, and make your own costume at 180 Studios.
With both parent-child workshops and adult-only workshops available.
Mark your calendars for our October Meet the Makers Halloween Carnival with costume and pumpkin carving contests for all ages. Visit 180studios.org to register. That's 180studios.org.
We went on the street to find out what you love about MySonomaDeals.com.
I always take advantage of the hotel deals.
Oh, the restaurants for sure.
Believe it or not, you can save 50% and more at MySonomaDeals.com.
I take advantage of the golf deal.
Visit MySonomaDeals.com often for the best deals in Sonoma County. They're always changing and in limited quantities.
We love the family options.
You'll find savings and fun all wrapped into one at MySonomaDeals.com.
I had no idea.
Here's something good for your soul Sunday mornings with the Center for Spiritual Living. Tune in at 8:30 and hear a half-hour message of practical spirituality from Edward Viljoen. You'll hear spiritual practices translated into inspirational ideas for everyday living. Spiritual Living with Edward Viljoen, Sunday mornings at 8:30. Think of it as spirituality for people who don't like church. That's Spiritual Living with Edward Viljoen, brought to you every Sunday morning at 8:30 on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Looking ahead on today's show, Chef John Ash joins us in the KSRO kitchen at 11:05, and we'll be talking seafood. It's National Seafood Month. John has some great recipe ideas, and also mushrooms. Terrific article in this Wednesday edition of the Press Democrat this past Wednesday's. We will talk mushrooms with Chef John Ash. And then our featured guest this morning is Chef Sean Brock. Sean will be talking with us from his home in Nashville. His first book, Heritage, won Best Cookbook of the Year, the Julia Child Award in 2014. Also Best Cookbook of the Year, the James Beard Society. Also Chef of the Year and Restaurateur of the Year. Chef is a major force in bringing Appalachian and Low Country cuisine to the minds of cooks around America. And he has a new book just out this week. It's called South. It is a book you'll be interested in learning about, and I know it'll be a lively conversation from the articulate and opinionated chef, Sean Brock. That's on the Good Food Hour today. From Sebastopol, Luke, thanks for joining us. You're on with Dave Fazio. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. And my question is about the apples. Out here in Sebastopol, talk to my neighbors that still have apple trees in their orchards and not been changed out to grapes.
Mm-hmm.
But they're having a hard time getting rid of the apples. The fellas that come and would pick them up off the ground and take them to the processing plant, they'd make vinegar out of them. They don't do that anymore.
That's right.
So they're leaving these apples laying all over on the ground. And then they would come back after they clean up the ground, they would shake the trees and take those apples and they'd take them to the processing plants for apple juice and applesauce and all that stuff. But nobody's taking them anymore. The guys all say they have nowhere to take them to get rid of them. And I just wondered what you could do to comment on that. Let me know what's going on. I mean, are apples going away? Is it got to be all grapes? There sure seems like we could eat a lot more apples and drink a lot more wine. So what do you got to say about that?
I really don't know why there is no market for it anymore or people wanting it. I would imagine that if people really want to get rid of apples that are going to waste, calling some of the, what would you call it, the food?
Like food banks?
Food banks, yeah. Something like that, they may be interested. I know years and years ago, man, this was probably 40 years, 30 years ago, I had a cousin that was growing apples in Sebastopol, and you know, they were involved with a co-op over there that used to take a lot of them, and then the co-op went belly up. Yeah. And I don't know that much about what's happening with the remaining thing. I think what if I was you, I'd probably talk to somebody and I can't think of the people we bought Gravenstein's from to make applesauce with. The Duttons.
The Walkers.
And the Walkers, yeah. And talk to some of those people that are actually involved in the apple industry, or what's left of the apple industry over there, because it's nothing like it used to be, even.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And I mean, yeah, I would hate to see them all disappear, especially since the Gravenstein is one of the best apples in the world, in my mind. And it's a very local apple, and it doesn't ship it worth a darn. So you can't, you know, buy them from... picked from somewhere else in the country or something, because they're going to rot on you.
That seems to be the only variety that really has a market anymore, because they make pies and stuff out of them. But the juice apples and the ones that are all on the trees now, everybody's having a hard time getting rid of them.
That's kind of surprising, because you know the cider industry has become really big, you know, and apple is one of the big ciders that they use, although they do use other fruits for making a lot of the alcoholic ciders now, too.
Yeah, I'm sure if you looked around, there probably is a market. I would call some of the local cider producers. We've got about a dozen of them in Sonoma County at this point. They're always looking for good sources of organic apples. That's number one. They'll pay a premium for those. But also the specific blend is important to them, because they like the cider apples, which are much more tannic than the usual sweet apples. Now, some of them are doing blends using the sweeter, like Gravenstein's and Delicious and all of those. But more and more of them are planting actually specific cider-bearing apples that have higher tannin levels, because it looks like the cider industry really has traction now.
Well, that seems to be just what we need. More alcoholic beverages go with the wine. Our beer industry, the county is becoming a big alcoholic beverage producer.
Yep, it is. You're right about that. We thank you so much for your call. But again, you can't fight the tide. If that's what's going to survive, make the industry survive and help to survive, you got to go where people's palates are, and people are enjoying wine as they always have. And now ciders, hard ciders. Well, if you want to unload your apple crop, I would look to that possible industry. You know, because the fresh market is very short, and we certainly can't compete in much in the juice market because of Washington State and a lot of the imported juices. There's certainly a strong allegiance for local Gravenstein apple juice, and Andy's Market sells them. Oliver's sells their own juice. So locally, there's that market, but much beyond Sonoma County and Northern California, there's not much interest. And again, the Gravenstein's are short season apple. Yeah. You make pies, you make applesauce as much as you can, and you dry some apples. Gwen certainly does a lot of drying for apples, but it's a very small market, and it's a shrinking market, and unfortunately that's the reality. We have some email questions, but you can get on now with a question live with Dave Fazio at 636-1350. So Dave, why don't we take a look at this peach tree that Judy sent us a photo, and she's very upset about this peach tree, and we're kind of perplexed that she has this degree of peach tree blight late in the season.
Yeah, because her tree is showing peach leaf curl, and I don't know where in the county she is or anything.
She's up in the north of Santa Rosa, between Santa Rosa and Windsor, along kind of the old Redwood Highway.
Fairly hot, dry area. To see peach leaf curl as extreme as she's got it on her tree at this point in time is really surprising.
She says, this is what my peach tree looks like this morning, Dave. It has the worst peach leaf curl in years. Do I remove all of these leaves? Of course, it'll leave the tree almost completely bare. Thanks, Judy.
This late in the season, because in another 3 or 4 weeks, they're probably going to lose its leaves. And I don't know if going through and hand picking all those off is going to really be that big of a benefit for her. I would definitely make sure that this wintertime that she gets it sprayed with a dormant spray, the copper and the and an oil combination and stuff to help slow that down in the spring. I don't know if this tree is in like a lot of shade or in an area where it's near a lawn or something where it gets a lot of moisture from sprinklers or something. But normally the peach leaf curl fungus is really rampant in the early spring. And this is why I'm really quite surprised. This looks more like a spring shot than a summer shot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just kind of give that tree some TLC, a little fertilizer and stuff. And when they drop, if she doesn't go out and pick all the leaves, when the leaves drop, clean them up and put them in a plastic bag or whatever and send them to the dumps. Don't compost them.
Okay.
You know, because she wants to cut that down a little bit.
Because it'll overwinter? Will it?
It'll overwinter in the soil and stuff if she leaves it there, and it'll be that much worse next spring.
Okay. So if you want to send us an update about that tree, about is it in full sun? Is it in a lawn area? Anything else that would guide Dave's decision? And please do, 636-1350 or Steve at ksro.com. But again, late season peach leaf curl like this is unusual to see, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You can reach us now, 636-1350. We have open lines. We can talk with you that way or via email at steve@ksro.com. Let's grab one more call before we take a break. Donna from Windsor, welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. Hi, Donna.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
I would like to ask about the weed killer, the vinegar and Epsom salts. What's the ratio of each?
I would have to do a little Googling or something because I don't remember the ratio of each. The stronger you make the vinegar, the more success you're going to have with it. And the big thing with those organic weed killers of that nature is you got to catch the weeds when they are small. Because when you get big weeds, they are virtually ineffective. And most of them do not do much for you on things like morning glory and blackberries and Bermuda grass, the real noxious weeds. You're going to be able to kill some of the grasses from the moisture that may be happening in the near future, getting those started and stuff. And I don't...
We'll get the exact formula for you right after the news break at the bottom of the hour. Okay, Donna?
Okay, Steve. Thank you very much.
Yeah, give us a moment. We don't want to give you the exact dilution. We want to give you the exact dilution. Back after this.
KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Walter Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center in Santa Rosa.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery, I have seen it all. Luckily, my friend told me about Dr. Tom's website. I took a look soon after I met him. I was immediately taken by his warm and authentic demeanor. I love that he only uses local anesthesia. That made all the difference to me. I decided on two procedures, breast augmentation and Botox. Now, whenever my girlfriends see me in a bathing suit, the first thing they ask me, after they tell me how amazing I look, is where did you go? I want that. My answer? Dr. Walter Tom in Santa Rosa. He and his staff are the best the world over, and I've been all over the world.
For your free consultation with Dr. Tom, please call 542-8346. That's 542-8346.
Look younger by Monday.
Call 542-8346 or visit Dr. Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa or online at laserandvein.com.
Hi folks, this is Weston Levins, the Deck Master, with a great tip for protecting your decks and outdoor wood from winter rains. The best outdoor wood finish on the market today is Q-Tech Extreme from Australia. How do I know? Professional Deck Builder magazine conducted a two-year test of 22 top wood finishes, and Q-Tech Extreme beat them all. Q-Tech Extreme had the best marks in penetration, color retention, and ease of application. Q-Tech Extreme is also the easiest to reapply when the time comes because, as a deep, penetrating oil, it will never ever peel or crack. So think about it. You could work harder to apply an inferior finish, but why would you want to do that? Q-Tech is spelled C-U-T-E-K, and Q-Tech Extreme is available at Healdsburg Lumber, Sonoma Paints, and Plaza Paint.
Distributed by Deck Supply Warehouse, LLC, Windsor, California. For more information about Q-Tech Extreme, go to DeckSupplyWarehouse.com.
In-
Enjoy the fall harvest at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. The market has lots of winter vegetables, nuts, cheese, and meat from your favorite farmers and ranchers. The Beet Generation will be barrel roasting Romano beans and peppers. Aroma Floral from Petaluma has beautiful fall, pepper, and lavender wreaths. There are artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to seafood and pastas. Don't miss Saturday, October 26th, Harvest Festival, and Day of the Dead celebration. There are pumpkins and sugar skulls for the kids to decorate, and place a photo of your lost loved one at the memorial altar. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market open year-round Saturdays, 8:30 till 1, at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Temperatures dropping a bit for the weekend today. High 79, 65 along the coast with blue skies. Partly cloudy tonight, low 42, 43 on the shores. Tomorrow, a few clouds at 73, 63 in Bodega Bay. Monday, mostly sunny at 75, 63 along the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
It is Garden Talk. It is live. It is KSRO in Santa Rosa, California. I'm Steve Garner, along with Dave Fazio in the KSRO greenhouse. And we're taking calls now at 636-1350. You can reach us anytime during the next hour and a half or so, something like that, and talk to Dave live on the air. Or you can always talk to Dave via email, steve@ksro.com. From Santa Rosa, we have AJ who would like a word. Welcome to the show, AJ. Talk to Dave.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
So my question is I'm trying to figure out why my I have a Gravenstein apple. It's in a wine barrel. The bottom's probably rotted out, and it is touching soil. But it's got quite a few apples on it, but the flavor is not there. So I'm trying to figure out, they kind of taste like they're not quite ripe yet, and the flavor is just not that Gravenstein flavor yet. So I'm wondering how I can figure out, the flavor being off. That's my first question.
It could have to do with maybe the nutrients in the barrel have run out. Because it's late in the season for Grav. They were harvesting them basically last month and stuff.
I know.
And the other thing, too, is that maybe it didn't get enough water.
No, I think I've kept up on the water on it pretty good this year. Because my Golden Delicious one, it was pretty good. Now those are in the ground more so. So figuring out what nutrients would be off these doing a soil test or something. Then my second question is...
Wait a minute. The other thing okay. You might try, because it works really well with a lot of citrus fruit and stuff, is maybe if you're going to keep it in a container for a while... at least give it, and you're hopefully feeding it, a multi-purpose type of fertilizer. Right. But give it maybe three treatments or four treatments a year of Epsom salts, because that will sweeten up citrus for you, and it may intensify your flavor in your apple, too.
Okay, because I was also thinking calcium, too, might be a little off.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what happened there. Okay, so my second question about fruit trees is that I have that goopy fungus that comes off on my peach trees. Hello, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry, because the music came on, I wasn't sure. So the goopy fungus, it affects cherry trees and But my peach tree. Sorry.
This is a little in little goldy brown streams.
Yes.
Yeah. You probably.
Yes.
It sounds like you have stem borers at this time of the year.
Well, I don't know the stem borers because it's on many of the branches. That goopy, ambery looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think that's all bore? I don't think it's bore.
Usually the tree bleeds, basically, is what it's happening. Mm-hmm. And you end up with that amber goo.
Right.
And it's usually because there's a little tiny bore late in the season that will go into the stems, the smaller shoots, rather than in the main trunk. And they will get kind of drippy. The other thing that causes some bleeding or oozing of sap like that is water. And it could be that, you'll find it sometimes in the early spring because we had a really heavy winter rain season or something like that. But at this time of the year, I have a feeling it's probably stem borers. Could you possibly send us a picture of this?
Yeah, so I will go out there and take some pictures because it's on several of my trees. And I live in the Santa Rosa Flats over here, South Santa Rosa.
Yeah, and the water table is pretty high.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a cool area. It's a high water table.
You're noticing this.
I'll go out and take a picture.
Okay, and you're noticing this more recently than like in the springtime.
I did notice it in the beginning of the spring. My apricot. I swear, I think I'm just going to cut that thing out. It's just not looking good at all. the pears or the peaches and the nectarines did produce, and they were good. So, but it has this fungus, and then I'm like, darn, am I going to lose my tree now that I'm getting fruit?
Send me a picture, but I think probably the way you're describing it and talking about it, you probably have a stem borer infestation.
Okay, and then what would you treat with it, just the regular dormant products in the winter?
Well, the dormant products are going to help a little bit, but there's also a systemic that is supposedly safe, and it doesn't apparently have any effect on anything other than on the tree itself, and it doesn't go into your fruit and everything. And you might take a look at that as another alternative.
Harmony or
most of the good nurseries would carry it. I don't know for sure whether Harmony has it. I would think so because it is considered kind of an organic, but I know we have it and stuff. But
okay,
it
you
should
guys
be around
have it for sure. Okay, good. All right. Well, thank you very much. I'll send my picture over, and you can, if you have a chance, say something on the air.
Yeah, that would be great.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, AJ. 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com. We'll talk with Eric from Windsor next, and we'll also chat a little bit about homemade weed killers.
Larkfield hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. I'm the award-winning resident licensed landscape designer and contractor. Our team once again has won first place at the Sonoma County Fair's Hall of Flowers. We invite you to the nursery, shop the multiple greenhouses, shade houses, and outdoor displays, and visit our Landscape Design Center to plan your garden retreat. The produce stand is open. We have heirloom tomatoes, including Cherokee Purple, Green Zebra, San Marzano, and Violet Jasper Cherries.
Don't miss out on this beautiful selection of heirloom tomatoes at a Better Way Produce and Nursery. Plus, all the produce grown right here in Sonoma County. A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
Hi, it's Jeff Davis again, jumping in from on the wine road for Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa. You know, I usually tout the sport and luxury vehicles at the dealership, but there are two big things I haven't touched upon. the Mercedes-Benz Metris, and Sprinter cargo and passenger vans. You may have seen these vehicles with the iconic Mercedes logo more often on the road these days. As a matter of fact, I noticed that Amazon delivery vehicles are Sprinters. The Mercedes-Benz Metris is the only mid-sized commercial van. It's big enough for the job, but small enough to fit in your garage. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter features both cargo and passenger vans. They're customizable too, available in thousands of configurations. They're built in the USA and start at just $33,700. For your next business or passenger vehicle, check out Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa on the Corby Auto Row and mbofsantarosa.com, a family-owned business since 1982.
DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service windows and glass family business that has served Sonoma County since 1960. DJ's makes it easy to replace your old, drafty, hard-to-open windows. Improve the look and value of your home with reliable, energy-efficient Milgard replacement windows. You don't have to worry about disposing of your old windows. DJ Sash and Glass makes it easy to get your home improvement project done. And shower doors and enclosures are just a phone call away at DJ Sash and Glass. DJ specializes in custom shower doors and custom mirrors for your new or replacement bathroom project. Call DJ Sash and Glass today for windows and your shower door replacement. Add a touch of class to your glass with DJ Sash and Glass. 2985 Wilgen Court. Call 546-7344 and online at djsglass.com.
Dave Fazio, pinch hitting for Gwen Kilcher today. He's in the greenhouse answering questions, a golden opportunity to access Dave's encyclopedic knowledge of all things that grow. 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com. Of course, a full hour of garden talk follows from 10 to 11. And then the good food hour with Chef John Ash. We will focus in on terrific mushrooms as we're getting close to the mushroom gathering season. John had a great article in the local Press Democrat this past Wednesday about mushroom and seafood. It's National Seafood Month, October. So we'll key in on Northern California fresh available seafood. Then a chat with author Sean Brock. His new book is South, and it promises to be probably another award-winning cookbook from this outstanding Southern chef. From Windsor, Eric would like a word. Welcome to Garden Talk, Eric. Hi.
Hi, guys. This is the same kind of call. I wanted to ask Dave if I've got a prickly pear. It's one of those thornless prickly pears, and it's about 25 years old, but it's been attacked by this little white, fuzzy, cottony-like stuff that's coming out where the thorns would be. So it's like little dots all over the pad, all over the plates, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it gets really thick. It starts getting really thick. And then when you scratch it, it bleeds. It actually bleeds, like looks like blood.
You have a critter called cottony cushion scale or a woolly apple aphid. And basically I would use something like spinosad or something to spray it.
Spinosad,
depending on who you're talking to. But it's an organic, and it's fairly safe to use, and it should take care of those critters for you.
Oh, good, good. I've tried three times now, and you're the first person that's known anything about it.
Yeah, it's it's unusual to see it on prickly pear, but
what do they things call happen. It?
The prickly pear cactus, it's either, you either have what they call cottony cushion scale or woolly apple aphid, and but it's a little white, fuzzy, it almost looks like cotton balls in miniature. Yeah. And they'll affect not only apples, but you'll find them sometimes on your house plants and things like that. And it goes to other plantings, and it's kind of unusual for it to hit a cactus. But
strange how it bleeds.
Yeah, the bleed is actually the small critters that you're crushing that are inside that.
There must be a lot of them in there.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because it's just about killed this thing, and now I haven't taken it out yet, but I'm going to spray it now with spinosad.
Yeah, is this something, this isn't something you have in a pot in the house or something, is it?
No, it's outside in the yard by the fence, and it's about 20 feet tall.
Oh, boy, that's surprising that you've got that, and especially as bad as you're describing it to be.
It's really bad.
But if you haven't had any luck, spinosad would work really well, or just a plain horticultural oil would work well on that too.
Well, great. There's
a number of organic sprays that would do the job for you.
All right, Dave.
And it may take you two or three sprayings a couple weeks apart. Yeah. And keep an eye out on it, because even after you spray and it looks like it's disappeared, there's probably a few of them around, and they will multiply and be back at you.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that's take care of that. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Glad we could help, Eric. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. We'll grab some email questions. But if you want to talk with Dave live, you get priority. 636-1350. Join us in the greenhouse.
Pengrove, here's FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
How do you like your pizza?
I like my pizza with extra cheese, pepperoni, Italian sausage, and mushroom.
I love Hawaiian pizza. Aloha!
Whatever kind of pizza you like, Mountain Mike's Pizza has a deal for you.
Mountain Mike's Pizza opens its new location at 3125 Cleveland Avenue at the corner of Russell Avenue. Need help with unexpected guests? Let Mountain Mike's deliver pizza, salad, and chicken wings. Enjoy time with your guests without being stuck in the kitchen. Mountain Mike's Pizza, 3125 Cleveland Avenue in Santa Rosa.
Mountain Mike's has all your favorite toppings, so you can create a pizza just the way you like it. Mountain Mike's delivers all day long. Order your pizzas for the business meeting, office party, or to your home. Mountain Mike's always delivers them hot and fresh.
Now with 13 locations to serve you and providing food for large groups. Whether it be a private event at a restaurant or providing delivery takeout for a large group, Mountain Mike's can supply the meal.
DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service windows and glass family business that has served Sonoma County since 1960. DJ's makes it easy to replace your old, drafty, hard-to-open windows. Improve the look and value of your home with reliable, energy-efficient Milgard replacement windows. You don't have to worry about disposing of your old windows. DJ Sash and Glass makes it easy to get your home improvement project done. And shower doors and enclosures are just a phone call away at DJ's Sash and Glass. DJ specializes in custom shower doors and custom mirrors for your new or replacement bathroom project. Call DJ's Sash and Glass today for windows and your shower door replacement. Add a touch of class to your glass with DJ's Sash and Glass. 2985 Wilgin Court. Call 546-7344 and online at djsglass.com.
If you want to get super strong, super fast, go super slow at Inform Fitness Personal Training Studio in Rohnert Park.
Increase your energy levels, muscle tone, and lean muscle mass with their 20-minute once or twice per week workout.
Here's Inform Fitness member Jeff.
I was hesitant at first because I was used to working out by myself, doing my own routine. After my first workout, I was hooked. I wish I could work out 7 days a week.
Call for a free intro session. Inform Fitness Rohnert Park, 707-385-9860. 385-9860.
Here's a message from the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District.
So much water, so little time. A mosquito can go from egg to an adult in less than a week. Dump out containers and other items holding standing water. Clean out clogged rain gutters, empty potted plant saucers. Anything that can hold water for more than 5 to 7 days has the ability to produce mosquitoes.
Report mosquito problems to the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District at msmosquito.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
If you're just joining us, Dave Fazio's in the KSRO greenhouse this morning. Delighted to have him on the show. Pinch hitting for Gwen Kilcher, who has the Saturday morning off. John Ash at 11:05 this morning in the KSRO kitchen. A lively group of guests this morning in the kitchen. I know you'll enjoy listening to them. We'll tell you about that during the second hour of Garden Talk. Dave from Santa Rosa, say hello to Dave of Santa Rosa. What can we do for you, Dave?
Hello, Dave. I'm an ex-student of yours, and I'll get right to it. I have a bridal plant that I've taken, I've got 150 plants that I've taken from it as cuttings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in my third year. They're in three and a half. And most of them are doing really, really well. The summer seemed to be kind of hot on them. But my real problem is that while I use the same potting, same medium for all 160 or so of them, I have about at least a dozen of them where the soil is turned almost completely orange. It's caked a little bit. And at the drains, I have a yellow fungus, like a yellowish type of fungus growing off the bottom of the pot. So there's something, it seems like a fungus is in those, and it doesn't necessarily mean that the plant is stressed out, although most of them that have the fungus are stressed out.
You know, it sounds like you might have what they call dog barf fungus, and it looks sort of like a dog had thrown up, basically. And you normally see that more in the outside ground area and stuff. And because, okay. Do you have these like in a kind of a greenhouse sort of thing or something where you've got a little higher moisture?
I have them just out in the open air. Some of them are get a little bit more shade than others. They all did really well until this past summer when it seemed like the heat really kind of beat them up. And my grandson was in charge of the watering for a short period of time, too. So, but the thing that I don't seem to be able to overcome is the soil thing. And I was considering putting some fungicide and some water and putting that over the top, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I know when we've run into this fungus because it occurs naturally, and you'll find it out in the garden and stuff, and normally they just ignore it. But in a pot where you're growing things in pots, I don't know exactly what kind of a fungicide you would use. Maybe Captan may do the trick for you on something like that.
Okay.
I'd have to do a little research on that one.
Yeah, so you see where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
It's not a real common plant, but I enjoyed it, so I took probably a million cuts, and I netted 150. So
yeah.
I'm stuck with a dozen of them or so that are like this. So.
What are you doing with these? You're just growing them, or got them for sale?
Eventually, I'd like to have them for sale. I'm just kind of a hobby garden.
Uh-huh.
I just really enjoy growing things. I was a gardener for a long time. And like I said, I attended your classes at JC 20 years ago. So,
come on, I'm not that old.
more than 20 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I remember all that stuff.
Good. Yeah, okay. I think I would probably use either Captan or a Benamil solution. That and make clear that clear it up for you.
A Benamil solution is just a clear, somewhat oily solution in the water. Is that correct?
The Benamil is usually it comes as a white powder that you mix with water and then you would just dump it on.
Okay. Well, I've been making something called BIMP, so that's what I'm wondering if that's what I'm. Maybe I should go. Maybe I've got it right in my hands.
What did you call it?
And we're out of time for the hour. I'm sorry, Dave. So if you need to hang on after news, that's fine, or call back, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your call. We'll take a break for news at the top of the hour and pick it up at 10:05. At 11 o'clock, it's the Good Food Hour with Chef John Ash.
On Crystal Clear FM at 103.